Speaking in this way, she suddenly falls to the ground in a stupor, born of all these intense emotions coming from her ever-expanding love for you. You see, in this way she is making all her girlfriends cry ceaselessly. Oh, what pain it gives me to think what a wicked-hearted woman I am. Since our childhood days, I always advised her to put on a pretense of indifference toward you. Oh, Lord, you are the teacher of the gopis in the art of love. Because of me, she was never able to fully enjoy the embraces of your flawless arms. Even though she never wanted anything else from the very first time she saw you. When will I be able to serve her by fanning with a cluster of fresh leaves as she lies with her eyes closed, experiencing the happiness of undisturbed sleep while resting in your arms? The veranda of your garden house playground is scented by the fragrant breezes of the Amuna's lotus flowers. And Srimati's hair is full of the sweet aroma of Madhavi flowers. Hiding secretly nearby, I see her in one edge of Vrindavan's woods, in great joy after having spent the autumn night in love sporting with you. All the flower decorations in her hair, bruised and faded, and her arms are wrapped around your shoulders. Seeing you both like this, I will laugh in great happiness. When will the day come when I will be able to say to her, Saki, I am now going to pick flowers over there, some distance away. You go ahead to the river bank, where there are so many nice tulsi trees, and pick their leaves and flowers. In this way, I will cunningly send her to the place where you have hidden yourself, O lover of the gopis, so the two of you may fulfill all of your desires. So, my dear swan, after you have thus submitted all these Gokula messages at his feet, you must offer our respects to all the intimate associates of the Lord for their pleasure. Those ornaments the Lord carries on his own body are the recipients of his special mercy and love. O lover of the she-swans, first, you should speak to the forest flower garland, which so attractively adorns his chest. After inquiring about her health, you should say to her as follows. O highly qualified one, have you forgotten the doe-eyed Radha, who for so long accompanied you, being adhered to the breast of the enemy of Kamsa? O garland, you are experienced in amorous affairs. Don't you remember the time at Govardhan when my friend Radha incensed at the Lord of Gokul for his infidelity, held onto you and pulled so strongly that his peacock-feathered crown toppled from his head and his eyes rolled in fear? Then you should turn to his dolphin-shaped earrings and say, what is the necessity of asking a fortunate entity such as you as to Krishna's well-being? You are always kissing his smiling cheeks and being touched by the darting glances from the corners of his eyes. O goddess, listen to me. I am taking shelter of you with a heart full of love, because I know that you live at the base of his vine-like ears. When there are no Vrishnis about to overhear you, please whisper into those ears of his all these pleas of ours. Convey the sufferings Radharani experiences in separation from him. O best of the birds, then you must kindly give the following notification to the Kastuba jewel, speaking with all humility. After conveying to him my loving embrace, say, O friend, it seems you have completely forgotten Radha, one who was so dear to you. It must be due to your always remaining on Hari's chest. This has made you fickle, and everyone knows how foolish it is to love the fickle. O jewel of gods, because you abide on his chest, you know his heart. Therefore, I am asking you, will we ever see his divine dancing on the banks of the Yamuna, as he plays his flute to the accompaniment of the jingling waist and ankle bells of the dancing gopis. "O Conchel, you are a newcomer and have never met us gopis. Thus you haven't got the slightest conception of the glories of Srimati Radhika. Even so, we appeal to you, telling you of the pain within our hearts, for those who are of a generous nature are always affectionate to the pained and weary. You are the offspring of the ocean's heart. O friend, please come one time for a visit to Vrindavan, bringing Govinda with you, of course. You will enjoy residing there. But then again, how will you be able to make the land of cows dear when the glories of the flute's fortune are being sung everywhere constantly? After you have thus spoken to each of these intimate associates of the Lord, then speak to Krishna once again, telling him the tales of his own 10 incarnations in words which are sweet and loving, but mixed with anger. O great fish, my Saki baited the hook of her heart with the delicacy of love just to catch you, throwing it into the water of affection. You swallowed the bait and the hook and pulled the string of her ability to reason so that she has completely submerged in those waters. Alas, what can the poor girl do now? O Krishna, my lamentable friend came closer to you when she saw your attractive form and dalliances. She was both curious and enlivened greatly, but you immediately behaved like a tortoise, hiding your beautiful limbs and showing only a hard shell. Is such behavior proper? O enemy of Kamsa, once again you have demonstrated the behavior of a hog by taking Kubja, a servant girl of low class, to your heart while she was making sandalwood paste for King Kamsa. Thus, you made her your wife, just as in your boar incarnation, you picked up the earth from the mud at the bottom of the universe and made her your wife. Although your pastimes as half man and half lion are long since past, still you have not abandoned the mood of that incarnation. At that time you showed favor to Prahlad, while to others you displayed extreme cruelty, tearing out their hearts. This time also you are showing attachment for Akrura, while you tear open our hearts by leaving us in this painful way. O Vamana, just like Bali ignored his guru, so Radha also ignored the wishes of her elders, thinking her love was sufficiently powerful, and thus you were hers. In this way, she surrendered herself along with the kingdom of her mind to you completely. Alas, you have shackled her in the bonds of unfulfilled love and thrown her far away from you. Just as Vamana bound Bali in chains and exiled him to the lower planets. Oh, my lord, my girlfriend wants to jump from the mountain and commit suicide, and thus it is logical for you to be very hard on her, O Bhrigupati Parashuram. It is very difficult to understand your activities when you have even forgotten your father, Nanda Maharaj, who is so dear to you. O lord, Radha is trying to conquer your capital city, and so you are naturally cruel to her. Still, your activities are hard to understand, for you abandoned even your own guru Shiva when you became unable to maintain the bow he had given you, being defeated by Ramachandra. O Lord of the Radha dynasty, now that you have left Braj, all the cows are greatly oppressed by different miseries. The area surrounding Govardhan appears to be drying up. The land of Braj will soon be bereft of Srimati Radhika, who is dying in separation for you. It can be seen now that a great plague is fearfully dancing in that once happy land of Vrindavan. How can you remain indifferent to all this? O holder of the plow, you are the enjoyer of many pleasures. The time has come for you to perform the rasa dance again. We have not yet lost Radharani, who is the main cause of your enjoyment of that dance. Somehow or other, she is still maintaining her life. So why don't you come to Vrindavan with your bodily luster like the autumn sky, filled with fluffy white clouds? O Buddha, omniscient one, you are always merciful to all. But why are you not sympathetic to Srimati Radhika, who is never attached to anything but you? She is inimical to the god of lust and opposes everything which interferes with the attainment of her desired goal, always remaining absorbed in meditation on you. O Kalki, come here with the sword of your loving sidelong glances and cut apart the infidel suffering born of your separation. Come and show your love for the cowherd men and make the land of Vrindavan a happy place with a happy Radharani once again. O Lord of the birds, in this way you should repeat these messages of love to Krishna, wetting your face and body with the tears pouring from your eyes. Then, with your head lowered, look at his lotus feet and wait attentively for his reply. O Lord of the swans, please don't hesitate. Just think how rare a sight is the form of Nanda Maharaja's son. Shouldn't you go and see him at least once? The gopis are the glory of this world. Don't you think you should do this little favor for them? It will only take a few hours. Please, brother, don't doubt or delay. O enchanter of the female swans, your mind is absorbed in the desire to appreciate the finer points of romantic dealings. You are the most discerning of persons, for you are able to separate just the milk from a solution of milk and water. Therefore, I ask you, do you think it is proper for you to delay in such an important and romantic affair as going to Mathura to speak to Krishna on our behalf?
All glories to my spiritual master. Just as Sukadev Muni was devoted to Lord Krishna from his very birth, being constantly absorbed in discussions of Srimad Bhagavatam, and thus very dear to the devotees, so too was he always indifferent to the pleasure of material life, being fully aware of the sweetness of devotional life. He is the foremost of those scholars who concern themselves with the esoteric aspects of the scriptures, dealing with Radha and Krishna's conjugal affairs. All glories to him, who is known in the world by the name Sakhar, Sanatan Goswami. This poem is concerned with the most confidential and profound of Krishna's leelas, and is therefore glorious. Those persons who are both knowledgeable in and sensitive to such transcendental subjects will never criticize either the external merits or defects of the work from a crass technical standpoint, nor will they find fault in the activities of the Lord himself, who is the only true friend of the world. May this short opus therefore be dedicated unto him, and may it be the cause of deep and ever-increasing joy to him.